Good day, beloved children of God. This is Father Ivan Olmo of St. Mary Catholic Church and School. Today we will be reflecting on the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 8 through 15. Please join me now in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went away quickly from the tomb, fearful yet overjoyed, and ran to announce the news to his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them on their way and greeted them. They approached, embraced his feet, and did him homage. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go, tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." While they were going, some of the guard went into the city and told the chief priest all that had happened. The chief priest assembled with the elders and took counsel. Then they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers, telling them, "You are to say, 'His disciples came by night and stole him while we were asleep.' And if this gets to the ears of the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." The soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. And this story has circulated among the Jews to the present day. Beloved Father, Father of the heavens and Father of the earth, Father of the living and Father of the dead, Father of all creation, we love you and we bless you. Please, we beg you, open our poor lips to praise your holy name. Cleanse our minds and our hearts of any worthless, evil, or distracting thoughts, feelings, or desires. Give us the wisdom, we beg you, to pray with attention, reverence, and true devotion. Beautiful Father, let our prayer be heard in your presence, for it is offered through Christ, your beloved Son, our beloved Lord and Savior. Amen. When we think of our relationship with God, we take a moment to contemplate what that means. What does it mean to be in a relationship with God? What does it mean to be in an intimate and loving relationship with God our Father, our Creator? What does that relationship look like? We can talk about what it's meant to be. It's meant to be a holy union. It's meant to be an unbreakable bond. It's meant to be a gathering where God gathers all his children and they remain with him in loving relationship for all eternity. It's a relationship that has been created from the very moment of our existence. We are created in the image and likeness of our God. God is a relationship that's founded in love, everlasting love. Each person of the Trinity purely loving the other person. The Venerable Fulton Sheen describes the relationship between the Trinity by saying that when the Father gazes upon the Son, he sees utter beauty. He sees a reflection of himself. He sees the source of love, profound love, and he simply sighs. No words, just a sigh to express the profundity of what he's seeing and what he's experiencing when he gazes upon his Son, Jesus. And when Jesus looks upon the Father and he sets his gaze to the Father's gaze, he sees the same thing reflected back to him. He sees the source of all beauty. He sees love itself. He experiences the profound love that the Father has for him and the love that he has for the Father. And the sigh that our words inexpressible, that the love between them is manifested in the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit for us reflects this great love, this mystery of love that has been poured into our hearts. And we are created in that image and likeness. That the beauty of that love, it is reflected in each one of us. That the Father and the Son and the Spirit look at us in the same way, knowing that we are created in our Lord's image and likeness. That when the Father gazes upon us, he sees his Son and his Spirit, and he sighs with inexpressible words, showing his great love for humanity, his great love for his beautiful, poor little creature, his great love and his desire to be in relationship, in an intimate and loving and personal relationship. That he just sighs. And the cross for us is the image of the Father's great love for us. It's the image of the Son's great love for us, where the Father so loves us that he sends his Son to redeem us, to restore us, to renew us, to refresh us. And the Son so greatly loves us that he just gives it all. He lays it all down for us. He holds nothing back for himself. And he sends forth this love of the Father and the Son in the Spirit that is meant to unite us once again. And Cardinal Albert Vanoir, in his spiritual exercises, speaks to us as the cross being the ultimate tool for us to obtain and regain this relationship with the Father through the Son in the Spirit. He describes the vertical access of the cross, of being in relationship with the Father. The Father is intimately put into a loving relationship with his poor creature, with humanity, with you and with me, through the heart of Jesus on the cross. That this heart that has given itself so freely out of love for all humanity, that its mission, its purpose is to mediate love, which ultimately will bring forgiveness through compassion and mercy, and ultimately bestow on us forgiveness and pardon and peace, that through his heart, that we are able to obtain the love from the Father, that we're able to experience it once again, that we're able to touch that breath that we were created in, that the cross gives us access to the Father once again through the loving heart of his Son, that the Son's love for the Father is being mediated through his heart, and in that mediation, we are being loved once again. And then in the horizontal axis, once we are loved, we are able to love purely once again through the heart of Jesus, the source of all compassion, the source of all mercy, the source of all love. That as we love the Father through the heart of Jesus, through the Spirit, that breath, that sigh, that it's inexpressible in words, manifests itself through Jesus, that we're able to love the Father with all our mind, body, heart, and soul, that we give ourselves, as each person in the Trinity freely gives themselves to the other, that we too maintain ourselves in this bond of holy unity, of holy communion, a bond unbreakable, sealed in a love so profound that we're able now to reflect the image of the Trinity into the world. That we're able to love one another as God has loved us in Christ, in his heart, through his passion, death, and resurrection. That we too are able to share in this great love that has been mediated out to us through the heart of the Son. And now we're able to share this inexpressible love that we have, this love that is beyond all telling, that we're able to share with one another. But this love requires attention. It requires nurturing. If not, we easily so forget about it. We are to remember all that Christ has done for us, as he said, do this in memory of me. To love in memory of me. To share in memory of me. That what you do for the least of my brethren, you do for me. That as Jesus has loved us, we too share in that love. So we are asked to spend some time really looking at the cross and seeing the cross as the manifestation of God's love. That God ultimately giving us an image of how much he loves us. That when we gaze upon the cross, that we are to see that no one has greater love than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friend. That we realize that God has done this for you and for me. That it must be internalized in our hearts, because that is how God loves us. That is where God dwells. That is where the source of life is within us. That we must be able to go interiorly to the inside so that we can share in this great love that God has for us. And so we must take this to prayer. We must ask ourselves, do we know the love of God in our hearts? Have we shared in this divine relationship? Do we understand that Jesus came into this world to save you and to save me? Have we personalized it? Have we prayed for the grace, Jesus, give me an intimate knowledge, of your suffering, of your passion, of your death and resurrection that has freed me, so that I may learn to love you more and love you more freely, that I may learn to follow you in your example of how you love, that I may learn to love God with your heart and through your heart on the cross, and then that I may be able to love with your heart and through your heart all those that I love, all those that have offended me, all those who have not forgiven yet, all those who have hurt me, that I may love all those in the way that you love them, with a love that is sacrificial and a love that is undying and a love that heals all divisions and a love that's meant to restore relationship, nurture relationship, build relationships, found it itself on relationships, because that is who we are. We are a relationship in the Father through the Son, in the Holy Spirit. But this relationship, once again, must be nurtured and cared for. We see that the Pharisees and the scribes never really understood that the relationship that they were created in, that the relationship that they were founded on, that the relationship that they live their law upon, that the relationship where all their rites and rituals and sacrifices came from, that the relationship that they were seeking and hungering and longing for, that the relationship that they told everyone to prepare themselves for, that the relationship that they build their very life and ministry on, they were unable to see in their midst because of their hearts were hardened, because they were filled with envy, because they were filled with jealousy and pride, that the relationship that they longed for, they were unable to obtain because instead they had relationships with evil. They had relationships with anger. They had relationships built on envy. They had relationships built on greed. Their relationships were worldly relationships. They were not relationships built on heavenly things. Their relationships left them unsatisfied. Their relationships made them long for something more. That their relationships were broken and their relationships were based on lies. When we look upon the cross, when we seek the risen one, when we know that we can't live without relationship, when we know that we are founded on one true relationship, the relationship of the Father through the Son and on the Holy Spirit, that it is only this relationship, a relationship based on truth, a relationship based on everlasting love, will we come to realize why we were created? Why did God do everything that He did throughout salvation history? He did it because He longs for a loving relationship with you.